Title: Build an Amen Style Fill for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly Amen Style Fill in Ableton Live 12 that hits like classic jungle heritage, but still sits clean inside a modern rolling drum and bass mix. Think Smoky Warehouse Tension, a little panic in the edits, but the kick and snare still read instantly on a loud system. The end goal is simple. A one-bar, or optional two-bar moment you can drop at the end of a phrase to signal a transition, hype a double drop, or just flip the energy, without needing a whole new drum loop. And we're doing it with Ableton stock devices, so it's portable, repeatable, and fast. Let's set the scene first so it feels like drum and bass immediately. Set your tempo to the 172 to 175 range. I like 174 BPM as a sweet spot. Set your grid to 1/16th notes to start. We'll go finer later, but we don't want to write the whole fill at 1/32nd and end up with a blender. Now create a return track and name it Warehouse Verb. This is going to be our controlled space channel. On that return, drop in hybrid reverb. Use a mode that combines convolution and algorithmic if possible, and pick a small to medium warehouse or gritty room impulse. Set the decay around 1.2 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 9k, low cut around 150 to 250 hc, and make sure the wet is 100%, because it's a return. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8 and be ready to cut more low end if the room starts to bloom. A steep cut around 200 hc on the return is a really common save the mix move. The vibe is smoke, not subwoofer soup. Cool. Now we need an amen. Drag an amen break, or any amen style break, onto an audio track. In clip view, enable warp. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40, so the transients keep their bite. If you go too soft here, the whole thing loses that classic snap and the fill starts sounding polite. We don't want polite. Now right-click that warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset, Slice by Transients, and create a drum rack that gives you slices mapped across pads, each one in a sampler. Before you start programming, do a quick slice audit. Tap some pads on your MIDI keyboard or draw in a few notes. You're listening for the main snare crack, any ghost note slices, little kick bits, and any hat or ride-ish texture. This is important, because the whole fill is really just smart repetition of a few good slices, not using every slice just because it's there. Coach note here, treat this fill like a phrase marker, not a mini-song. In a DJ context, the listener needs clear snare landmarks, a rising sense of density, and a clean exit into the next downbeat. If you can't instantly feel where beat 4 is, simplify first. Now create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. We're going to build it in layers, anchors, then stutter, then the reverse pull, then pitch flick, then groove and mixing. First, anchor points. For drum and bass readability, lock in a strong snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Put your strongest snare slice on 2.1.1 and 4.1.1. This is thy know where I am part of the fill. Everything else can get spicy, but these need to land. If you're only doing a half bar fill, you can anchor just the 4.1.1 snare, but for a full bar, 2 and 4 is money. Now we add the hype device, the stutter. Focus on the last half of the bar, beats 3 to 4. Start with 1/16th notes using either a snare adjacent slice or a heady slice. Duplicate notes quickly with Command or Control D. Keep it intentional, like you're building a ramp. Then only at the end, switch the grid to 1/32nd for a short burst. A great place is the final 1/8th note of the bar. You're basically creating panic right before the last snare, but only for a moment so it doesn't destroy the groove. Here's a simple mental model. Write the rhythm on 1/16th so it makes sense, then use 1/32nd only for the last 1/8th to 1/4 of the bar. 2 grid workflow. Fast and musical. Now, variation inside the stutter matters. Alternate between two slices with contrasting tone. For example, a heady texture slice and a snare body slice. Go ABAB for a call and response vibe, then end with a single statement snare on 4. That makes the chaos feel designed, not accidental. Next, the amen turn. This is where it becomes warehouse vibey instead of just busy. Pick one slice that has a nice tail. Often a snare tail or a cymbal Y bit works. Duplicate that pad in the drum rack so you've got a new version. On the duplicated pad, simpler. Enable reverse. Now program that reversed slice 1/16th before a key snare. A classic placement is right before the beat 4 snare. So you might place the reverse on the last 1/16th leading into 4.1.1, then the main snare hits on 4.1.1. That creates that suck into the snare effect that just screams rave system. Now add a pitch flick. Keep this as a spice, not a filter sweep festival. On one or two hits right before the snare, pitch down slightly. In simpler, transpose that reversed slice pad down maybe 3 to 7 semitones, or pitch a single ghost or stutter hit down. The key is subtle tension. If you pitch everything, it stops sounding like an amen edit and starts sounding like a cartoon sound effect pack. Quick teacher tip. Velocity is your secret mix control. Before you add more devices, shape the groove with velocities. Anchor snares around 95 to 120. Ghost notes around 25 to 60. Hats and textures around 45 to 85. This keeps it energetic without making it louder than your drop. A fill that's louder than the drop is a rookie mistake, even if it's a cool fill. Also, watch levels at the source. If your rack is clipping, pull down the simpler volume per pad, or adjust clip gain before slicing. Cleaner input equals punchier stutter later. Don't fix clipping with compressors. That's how you lose transients and end up with mush. Alright, now we humanize it. Groove. Open the groove pool. Try MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60 or an SP 1200 groove if you want that crunchy push. Apply it to your fill clip with timing around 20 to 40%, velocity around 5 to 15%, and random around 2 to 8%. The NB rule. Swing the hats and ghosts, but keep the big snare pretty locked. If the groove makes your anchor snares feel late or drunk, either reduce timing or apply groove only to selected notes. You can literally select the hat and ghost notes, apply groove to those, and leave the main snares straight. Now we make it hit with a clean stock processing chain. On the amen fill track, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 45 HC with a steep slope. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 HC by 2 to 4 dB with a moderate Q. If it's too fizzy, gently shelf down around 10 to 12K. The goal is darker and tougher, not dull and dead. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10% for grit. Boom very carefully, 0 to 10, because fills get tubby fast. Then push transients up, somewhere in the plus 5 to plus 20 zone, to keep the stutter crisp. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 seconds, ratio 2:1, you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive 1 to 4 dB, and trim output so you're not tricking yourself with louder equals better. At this point, do a mono check. Throw a utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. Warehouse systems and club limiters often collapse things and smear the sides. If your fill loses snap in mono, reduce wide reverb and echo, and make sure your transient shaping is doing the heavy lifting. Now we add smoke, space and haze, but controlled. Send your fill to warehouse verb. Start conservative, roughly minus 18 to minus 10 dB send level depending on your gain staging. The fill wants space, but we're not trying to wash out the kick and snare landmarks. Then add echo directly on the fill track for a subtle filtered repeat. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/16. Feedback 10 to 25%. High pass the echo around 300 to 600 HC. Low pass around 4 to 7K. Keep modulation low. Dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. You should feel it more than you hear it. Classic rave trick. Automate the reverb send so the very last stutter gets wetter. That makes the fill feel like it's disappearing into fog right before the drop snaps back in. If you want to push the smoke idea further without turning it into bright wash, put an auto filter after the reverb on the return. Low pass it somewhere around 4 to 8K, low resonance, and automate it to close slightly during the stutter. That makes the tail feel like fog rolling in, not splashy cymbal reverb. Now let's make this a DJ tool, not just a cool bar in one project. Place the fill at the end of a phrase. In DNB, that's often every 8 bars, with bigger moments at 16 or 32. So you can drop it at bar 15 into 16 going into a drop, or 31 into 32 going into a second drop, or 7 into 8 for a mini switch. Optional but very pro, add a safety layer. This is for big systems. Layer a clean snare or kick reinforcement very quietly under the fill. You can use a second drum rock with a modern punchy snare, or a simple audio snare on beat 4 and maybe beat 2. Low pass it if needed. It's support, not the star. You just want the landmark to stay readable if the amen slices get gnarly. Now consolidation and export. Once it's feeling right, resemble the fill to a new audio track, consolidate it, and export it as something like MNFIL 174 BPM 1 bar.wav. Also consider exporting dry and wet versions. Dry for busy mixes, where you already have space happening. Wet for breakdown to drop moments where you want the room to breathe. A few quick mistakes to avoid as you build these. Don't overslice and over-randomize. Too many tiny slices makes it sound like a blender. Pick a few key slices and repeat them with intention. Don't lose your anchor snare. If beat 4 doesn't slap, the fill won't read in a club. Don't let reverb live below 200 Hz. That's how you ruin low-end and mask the kick and sub. Don't crush it with heavy compression. MN edits need attack. Flatten the transient and you lose the whole vibe. And don't pitch everything. Pitch flick is a spice. 1 to 3 notes is enough. Now, quick practice assignment you can do in about 15 minutes. Build 3 versions of the same 1-bar fill. Version A. Clean and punchy. Minimal reverb. Heavier transients. Version B. Spoky. More send and filtered echo. Version C. Aggro. More drum bus drive and a tighter stutter. For each version, add one unique trick. For A. Add a single reverse into beat 4. For B. Automate the reverb send only on the last 2 hits. For C. Do a 1/32nd burst. Then delete one 1/32nd note right before the snare so there's a micro gap. Silence creates impact. Export all 3 and drop them into an existing rolling DNB project. The best fill isn't the most complex. It's the one that transitions cleanly into your drop without fighting the mix. Final recap.